Another hot-button issue led to charges of censorship. That was the accusation against the New York Theater Workshop when it indefinitely postponed a play called My Name is Rachel Corrie. It's about a young woman from Olympia, Washington, who died while opposing the Israeli military in the Gaza Strip. Critics saw the postponement as evidence of pro-Israel bias. Now, the first homegrown American production of the play has premiered at the Seattle Repertory Theater. And as NPR's Martin Costi reports, controversy is still part of the show.
This play paints an unambiguously grim picture of the Israeli occupation of the Gaza Strip, where Rachel Corrie volunteered with a pro-Palestinian group in 2003. The monologues, performed here by Mariah C. Kaminsky, draw from Corrie's real emails and diaries.
March 13th, 9 p.m. 12-year-old girl shot from tower in school near Nasser Hospital. 11 p.m., shooting behind West Camp.
Corrie was killed while confronting an Israeli bulldozer that was demolishing Palestinian houses as part of a military operation. The circumstances of her death were hotly debated at the time, but lately the focus has shifted to the play itself. Corrie's own writings seem to anticipate the controversy.
The scariest thing for non-Jewish Americans in talking about Palestinian self-determination is the fear of being or sounding anti-Semitic.
When the New York Theater Workshop put the play on hold last year, it raised howls of criticism from London, where the play had originated. The Brits ended up exporting their own production to another stage in New York. Some said the incident proved that criticism of Israel was not welcome in America. Now the Seattle Repertory has weighed in, and artistic director David Asbjornsson has received some angry emails, but does he agree with the notion of a pro-Israel bias in America? The question makes him uneasy.
You know, I think there are alliances. I think there are politics that come into play. And we are a country that has lost a little bit of its muscle in terms of having debate and dialogue.
Pro-Israel groups in Seattle insist that they do not want to suppress the play, but they also insist on their right to criticize it. David Brummer, a member of the Anti-Defamation League, says the play's timing is bad, as it follows an incident last summer when a gunman barged into the Seattle offices of the Jewish Federation, spouted anti-Israel invective, and killed a woman.
To put a play on that is so provocative in the polemic that it puts against Israel, again, there's the sense that there's a demonization, and it's just it can present a climate again that's not really healthy.
The ADL and others bought a full-page ad in the playbill entitled Don't Be Misled. Another ad, placed by the Jewish Federation, shows photos of Israeli women named Rachel who were killed by Palestinian terrorists.
Are you going to see Rachel Corrie tonight?
We are.
And outside the theater, volunteers like Lisa Koenig are handing out leaflets with a similar message. There are a few tense moments.
What is this about?
It's a pro-Israeli
play. It's really pro-peace, actually.
Oh, no, it's not.
Pro-peace.
It's pro-Israeli.
Well, you haven't taken the time to read it yet.
And now a group of counter-leafletters has also appeared, handing out pro-Palestinian literature. Still, Koenig says everything has stayed civil.
This is so Seattle. I've had probably a dozen people come back and ask for our flag. Oh, I got the other one. Now I need to get yours.
What?
That's like such a Seattle thing.
You mean because they want to be fair and have both
yeah,
sides?
Yeah, because Seattleites like are really into being informed and, you know, I think it's just so charming.
Whatever the truth about free speech and Israel, tonight at least, on this sidewalk, the debate seems pretty healthy. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.